We have a question from Elise in Idaho, and she wants to know how frequently a young horse will need a hoof trim from the ages of weanling to 2 or 3 years old. And at what point do we need to actually put shoes on our young horses? She says one of her horses is 3 and just started her training to be a jumper. Then her trainer is saying that the horse needs shoes soon. What are some indications that she might need those shoes?
To the beginning in the first question here, how frequently do young horses need hoof trims? And to me, that depends entirely on the individual's needs. I come from this from to this from a conservative point of view, and I think fairly judicious types of approaches with the farrier, and I think early coordination between the owner, the farrier, and the veterinarian are important to make these kinds of decisions. Some early care from the farrier for trimming may be necessary for some of the corrections that we hope to make in the limb's conformation. Generally, but any time before 4 to 8 weeks of age would not be necessary. The foal's feet are very soft, somewhat deformable. Normal wear will often take care of the types of trims that might be required at that point. But as the horse ages, again, we fall back into the regular types of trim cycles and attention, at least from the farrier. May not need to be a dramatic type of trim, but at least of having these young horses evaluated on a 4 or closer to 8 week kind of a schedule is appropriate. Again, perhaps nothing will need to be done, but if something is, it's always going to be better done too early than too late. At what point they might need shoes, again, is going to depend on what the animal's doing, somewhat what their specific orthopedic needs might be, and what their foot type of development may create for them. Many, many horses do not need shoes, and depending on what they're doing, they may never need to have shoes on. A horse that's 3 and just started in training, and the trainer believes the horse needs shoes, I think she needs to pay attention to why that might be, and certainly between the trainer and the farrier, there are indications for support. If the horse's growth is requiring some support from the solar surface, then putting shoes on and support from that perspective is certainly an indication to do that. I hope that's answering the question, but I think each horse is a wee bit different. Each sport requirement is a wee bit different as well. But routine and regular consultation with the farrier and their veterinarian is pretty important to make those decisions.